your take on the student assignment plan? We've been hearing so much about it the last few weeks, and it's been the ongoing issue. Where do you stand on it?
Well, obviously, the first couple of days were difficult days in terms of the way several of the schools handled it. But, you know, I've always been a strong proponent for local elected officials making local decisions. That's been my position for everything over the 21 years I've been mayor. We have a local elected school board. Half of them are up every 2 years for election. And I really believe that local folks know best about the local decisions. So whether you're the school board of Bullitt County or the school board of Jefferson County or the school board of Clay County, whatever it might happen to be, the reality is local folks are elected to make local decisions. And you've heard our school board and you've heard our superintendent say that there are, the first day or two, there were some mix-ups and there need to be some changes. But I believe in the elected situation of elected officials at the local level making local decisions. And so, therefore, in terms of state decisions that affect local communities, when they're in fact local elected officials who have been elected to make those decisions, I always come out on the side of let the local officials make those decisions.
Apart from the bill that you're referring to that David Williams and Dan Syme filed, your own personal opinion on the student assignment plan?
You know, you're talking to a parent whose child went through the public school system. And, you know, I always remember the facts that every time they had a parent survey over the last 6, 8, 10, 15 years, this community liked the idea of having choice. I think it was like 85-86% of the parents who were questioned liked having choice. In fact, I think if you look at the statistics, this year, in terms of elementary school parents, close to 50%, 45-46% of the local parents, first graders, chose not to have as their number one choice their neighborhood school, but to have the choice of going to an arts magnet or going to an engineering magnet or going to whatever it might be. So, you know, I found the public school system and the system to work well. Doesn't mean it shouldn't be tweaked. Doesn't mean that the school board members who have taken clear positions about working with the superintendent to make changes over time. But I think local elected officials should make the decision. We've got a school board. Every one of us gets to vote for an elected school board member, and he or she should reflect the thinking of the community. And I think they've done that in the past.
How important is it for the mayor of this community to have a public statement to back up the...
I've always been available to make very clear public statements in terms of where I stand, and I think I've done it again.
Hal Heiner is saying he's not in support of the student assignment plan currently. Greg Fisher on Thursday said that he has concerns about kids traveling from one end of the county to the other.
Sure.
I was concerned, I mean, seeing that you're about to leave office here in a few months. You may have heard about that. In terms of what leadership roles either of those two men might bring to this particular situation, I'm just curious what your thoughts might be.
Well, you know, when elected officials, whether they be state representatives, state senators, decide that they think the state of Kentucky should tell the 140 school districts, or give or take 140 school districts in Jefferson County and all the other 119 counties that join us, how they should act and how they should make decisions, my response to those folks is they ought to run for school board. That's where those decisions are made. I believe in local decisions being made by local elected officials. And in every one of the 120 or 30 or 40 school systems we have in Kentucky, those local elected officials on the school boards make the decisions. And if you don't like the decisions, then every 2 years you have an opportunity to change them. And in this case, we have a school board that has made it clear there are concerns that they have, and I think you'll see a discussion in the future in terms of tweaking and changing things that need to be changed. But I also remember, as a parent of the schools, the public schools, and a graduate of the public schools, that every survey I've ever seen showed 85, 86, 87% of the parents like the idea of choice. And when you look at this year, first graders, you know, close to 50% of the parents of first graders this year, 45, 46%, chose not to have their neighborhood school as their first choice, but in fact wanted the choice of going to a music magnet, or going to an environment magnet, or going to a science and math magnet, or a traditional magnet. So, you know, that's what this county has wanted to do. There's 135 or 140 other school districts. They have their own school boards. They should make their own decisions, not be dictated by the state.
Would you want Mr. Heiner and Fisher, though, to be more
You know, they have an election to run, and they'll have to go through the analysis themselves. But it's the school board members, who many people in this community have forgotten, are elected by us, who make the decisions along with the superintendent in terms of how our school system should work.
And last thing for me, is it a political football, do you think, in terms of the governor's race next year for David?
It is interesting that it was brought up at this point in time, but you know, I certainly don't want to disparage anybody's perspective. I just think the most important thing, if you are a person who believes in local decision making by local elected officials, which is generally what most folks believe in, then you say, let the local elected school board members in all 130 or 140 school boards, let them decide what's best for the parents they represent and the children whose services they deliver.